Women in Tucson are working to bring racial equity to public library bookshelves and staff. As Haley Parker reports, it's a decades-old problem that has drawn renewed recognition in 2020.
Librarian Tanisha Phillips still remembers a special moment from her childhood.
I read a book. It was called Crown by Derek Barnes. It features a black young man and his experience at the barber shop. And I remember reading that and being like, I know the feeling he's describing. Like, I feel that every time.
Crown was the first book she read that was written from a black perspective.
There was something about seeing myself filling the description and knowing that this author got it. You get that from books. You also get that when you see people who look like you reflected in spaces that you enter.
Phillips is now the branch manager of Tucson's Joel D. Valdez Main Library. She is also the chair of Kindred, a program at Pima County Libraries that is dedicated to adding diverse genres.
I grew up here in Tucson. I would go on dates with my dad on Saturdays to the library. That was how we spent our time, with the love of reading and a connection of books. And so libraries have always been a part of my life and my safe space.
She has long seen the need to diversify libraries. The profession is overwhelmingly female and nearly 88% white. Phillips worked in Tucson's libraries for 3 years before working with another person of color.
And it was the first time the person sitting across from me got it on a very basic sort of ground level. We started talking like, wouldn't it be great if what we're doing right here, you know, what we get to do in the back room of this branch, we could grow and do with other black employees.
Kindred was created to expand diversity in staffing and literature. Even now, there is only one other black librarian in the entire Pima County system. The American Library Association has apologized for racial disparities among librarians and on public bookshelves. It's pledged to rectify that.
You have to prepare your community for the bigger world. And if the libraries aren't having materials that reflect that, that's the disservice that we're doing to the community.
That's Shantae Byrne Simpson. She's the president of the Black Caucus of the American Library Association. It was created in 1970 to bridge the gap between a library's selection of materials and the people it serves. The caucus emphasizes community connection. When that is lost, Byrne Simpson says,
they probably won't visit the library. You'll just be another building on the block.
But it's still a struggle to acquire diverse titles.
Librarians can only purchase the books that publishers publish.
Wayne Wiegand is an F. Williams Summers Professor of Library Information Studies at Florida State University. He's written extensively on what libraries can do for a society, including a book on library desegregation during the Civil Rights Movement.
If publishers continue to publish books largely for a dominant culture, those residing outside that dominant culture are always at a competitive disadvantage.
Byrne Simpson recognizes that feeling. Like Phillips, she can trace it back to a childhood memory.
I never read a book that had a black character until I was in the seventh grade. And we read Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. Before that, we were reading like Lord of the Flies, Catcher in the Rye. So this book connected to me just because it was about African Americans.
Byrne Simpson said she discovers something new each time she reads The Bluest Eye, even years later. Tanisha Phillips understands. She says books can affirm diverse identities. That's why the Kindred program exists.
It may not be anything you can understand or have ever experienced, but you can support and you can encourage and you can use your privilege in a way that helps that goal be accomplished.
And that story is from student reporter Haley Parker, and it comes to us as part of the partnership with ASU's Cronkite School of Journalism.